You're listening to James Hogarth
on BBC Radio Humberside.
A big sports talk for you tonight. Last night, the turn of the black and whites. This evening, it's Hull Kingston Rovers. And the head coach of the Robins will be live in the studio this evening taking your calls and your questions after drive time at six. Now, we're always like talking about Withan Sea's Pier and Promenade Association, as they seem to be quite a cheerful bunch of people. Well, today they've had a bit of news because they've got something to be happy about. The organisation, the Marine Management Organisation, has granted them a licence to build the first stage of a new pier for Withan Sea, replacing the one that was demolished more than a century ago. Well, let's talk to the secretary of said group, Withan Sea Pier and Promenade Association. He's Sam Watson and joins me on the line now. Good evening to you.
Evening, James. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you? I guess you're pretty, as peer associations go, you're pretty happy tonight.
Oh, really? It's a big hurdle we've cleared. It really is.
So tell me about the pier. What do you actually want to achieve? What would you like to achieve if you get your way?
Well, now we have the marine licence, that's one condition for the planning permission. So if the East Riding granted planning permission and we can build this, It gives a purpose to the pier towers at Withan Sea, and it should regenerate the town and the whole Holderness region, bringing visitors in.
So this is a short section, this pier. Apparently, it's likely to cost, well, you can correct me on this if this isn't true, but £250,000. Where are you likely to get this money from to be able to build this short bit of pier?
Well, today, we've raised around £31,000. In the 3 years that we've been going. Now, this has all been spent on reports, fees, you know, architects, things like that, and a marine licence. We've received funding for £38,000, which goes towards the costs, and we've got a big funding application in with the Rural Development Group for £185,000, so that will cover all the construction costs.
So take me back through history. It was over a century ago that Withan Sea last had a pier. Where did it go? Why did it disappear?
Well, it was at the time, it did go out quite a long way, but unfortunately ships used to hug the coast then. So one ship went through it and cut it in half, so they repaired it, and then another ship went through it, so they truncated it. And then there was a big storm, and the Saffron went through and demolished virtually the rest of it. So in 1905, they just said, right, enough's enough, and they took it out, and that was it.
I mean, there are one or two piers across the land. We did go through a spate a long time ago of them catching fire, but, I mean, is there the quest these days to build a pier? To me, it feels all very Victorian.
But people come to the seaside. At Withan Sea, we've had some fantastic work done on the promenade. It really is lovely. But unfortunately, the flood wall means that a lot of people walking along the promenade don't get the sea views. And anybody who has mobility issues, shall we say, so if they're in a mobility scooter or a wheelchair, even little children, they're walking along a wall, they can't see the beach. Well, this gives them somewhere to go and actually view out over the sea and over the beach.
And you look at the one at Cleethorpes, obviously it's got the entertainment venue on top of it, yeah. Big chippy nowadays, but is that something you want, or just want a sort of long sort of stretch out into the sea for people to be able to walk up and down it?
Well, the beauty of the way that we're going about it, to build the full pier would cost about £8 million, and in the real world, we're never going to raise that in one go. This first stage, the viewing platform, can be a standalone feature. So if nothing else happens, there will always be the viewing platform at Withan Sea. So pier towers would lead on to something. The aim in the end is to have a regeneration centre, like renewable energy. A renewable energy centre on the end, and a cafe and facilities. And just to bring visitors into Withan Sea.
Sam, good to speak to you this evening. Thank you very much for joining me. That's Sam Watson, the secretary of the Withan Sea Pier and Promenade Association, joining me live here on BBC Radio Humberside. Two other news today, and a woman.